bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
Apologies, just talking over the intro there. Just saying, we're blessed at Triple M Footy to have some great partners. Thanks for Coat Tyres' support again in 2018 and for McDonald's Triple M. Rocking the Saturday rub in Geelong, Cats and Swans. Mythbusters has traditionally been the domain of our man Brian.
Yes. He's cracked it today.
But today, Bill, you have taken over.
Over lies.
unhappy Brian, I think he referred to himself.
He did, yes. I
like unhappy that. Unhappy Brian, and we are today, of course. We confirm or deny footy myths out there.
Right.
And one of them we got on the line now is one of the greats of the West Coast Eagles, one of the greatest players over their journey there, and premiership player, of course.
Glenn Jakovich, who you got on?
No.
Right, very close to
very
Glenn Jakovich.
Next door to him on the half-back.
John Worsfold.
Just up a bit from John Worsfold. Guy McKenna, the great Louis McKenna. Louis. He's on the line. Go, Bluey.
Thanks, Billy. That's why those two blokes were half-decent players, because they got to play alongside me.
Exactly right, exactly. Louis. Hey, now we've got a myth buster here that we want you to confirm or deny.
No.
So here we go.
Here we go.
Is this true, Bluey, that in the 80s you were playing for the West Coast Eagles, halfback? We used to call him the Geiger counter, because if he was on, West Coast were on. All they'd right. win.
Yes.
And you're playing the Bombers out there at Windy Hill and getting a smashing.
And the Geiger counter was playing?
The Geiger counter was playing. Right. And playing, just going okay today, nothing really special.
Yep. Yep.
And John Todd was the superstar of Western Australian football. He's the coach of the team. And at halftime, he absolutely gave it to you, Guy. He said, because none of you have been picking up your men, especially you. And this is to you, Bluey, all right? McKenna, you're no different to anyone else in this joint. Bloody Terry Danaher is doing what he pleases. You go wherever he goes. If he goes forward, you go forward. If he goes back, you go back. If he comes off the bloody ground, you come off the bloody ground with him. And as legend has it, just in the third quarter, Terry Danaher gets dragged, taken off, and Bluey, the man we're about to talk to, being the smart ass he can be when he played a bit, yes. He was very good at that, followed him off the ground and actually tried to sit next to him on the Essendon bench, tried to sit there. Then he sat on the West Coast bench. The only problem was no one went on. So for 5 minutes of this VFL game, for 5 minutes, West Coast were down to 17 men while Bluey sat on the bench, as told by the coach, John Todd. Bluey, is that true?
Partially, Billy, as you often do, and hopefully Kraft will come on board as a sponsor of you, because there's a fair bit of mayo in that story. But but not bad. It wasn't a bad get. But I have to say 50-50, mate. Now that all that talk around Terry Danaher happened actually at quarter time, because that's how badly I was going. So he said that all to me. At halftime, however, we had to follow our man. So it was actually Mickey Werner that went on to play for Sydney, I think. It was my direct opponent at that stage, because I got taken off TD very quickly.
One of the big names.
And so, we had to follow him. So I was actually started to find the footy a little bit and, start to get my hands on it a bit. Anyway, so they brought Mickey Werner off. Obviously, yeah. I'm not sure she's already knew, but he would have had the place bugged at Windy Hill at that stage. So he would have heard everything at half time. So.
Yeah.
He's brought him off, so naturally I had to follow him on. And I'm running off there towards the interchange gates, and I'm looking at Don Pike coming on with Peter Somerville. Peter Somerville, for those people that don't remember him, stands at about 205 centimetres, and Donnie Pike's about 170 on a rack, I reckon. So I'm looking at that going, oh, geez, what do we do here? But no, the instructions are instructions, and suffice to say, into the third quarter, my humour levels weren't at the greatest level, so I thought, okay, well, he wants us to follow these blokes. So I actually took two steps towards the Essendon dugout following Mickey Werner, and I got this hand on my shoulder. It was Brian Dooge, who was a very intellectual runner at the stage. He said, Bluey, where are you going? Thinking maybe I was concussed or something. I said, well, I'm following my opponent like Toddy wants us to do. And he said, that'll be enough of that, you smart ass. and so I went back and sat on the pine.
Bluey, you took yourself off the ground to make a point to the coach.
Well, no. Mickey Werner, the Essendon runner, came out to sit here. He said, mate, interchange. There wasn't interchange then. So I might have been doing half okay on this bloke. And so his message was to come off. And so I had to follow him. So he was coming off. I had to come off with him. So
were you down to 17 players?
Well, I think you're on the money there, because when Somerville was going on, he was going into the ruck. The ruckman was pushing forward. The forward was going to push up the hut, all that sort of stuff. So, but what it meant was, Don Pike was basically going to ruck against Peter Somerville the next in the pounds. I stood there doing the Porky Pig, of course. What do I do here? And suffice to say, I ended up walking off, and then there was a bit of confusion. Somerville went on, and Pikey's looking at that going, I think Andrew Lockyer then had to go and... go into the ruck onto
Well done, Bill. I got there.
Now, what are you doing with yourself, Guy? Please, great. You've now moved over to work for Cricket Australia.
Yes. Left arm over. Please help yourself, Skinny. yes. So, obviously coaching the coaches in the pathway with the junior cricket, and obviously working with the talented cricketers coming through. But today I'm down at Shark Park, Beaumaris Sharks, of course, in the AMO. So we've got a game at 2 o'clock, so looking forward to that.
And what, as we let you go, if I can just pick your brains on the modern game, what you were is beautifully balanced and magnificent by foot. Guy, you must watch modern footy and be staggered at some of the skill errors you see by foot week in, week out.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's an argument about pressure and time and kicking loads and all that sort of stuff. And I do go back to my time. Mind you, I had what would have been OP in those days. But, yeah, we used to get down at 4.30. Training was starting at 5.30. Do an hour of kicking before training. You do training with some kicking, of course, and then and handballing and other drills. And then at the end of training, you hung around for another half hour, do some more kicking, you know, and forwards would go and have shots at goal and fullbacks would practice barrels and all that sort of stuff. So, obviously with the game and where it's got to and the running loads and just the loads in general of players there, certainly the science is bitten. And, I'd assume they don't do as nearly as many. But don't forget the game changed a lot. It used to be 6-6-6. Now you pick up the ball, as I would as a defender, and I look up and I see 12 teammates and 12 opponents in front of me. Nowadays, you pick the ball up as a defender and there's, 20 almost in front of you, 20 players and 20 opponents, and it's hard to, where do you kick it and all those sorts of things. And, sometimes it's okay to kick it long to contest, and I think Richmond are showing that right now. I mean, they're not afraid to take ground, and they know that most times they're going to mark it, and sometimes it's going to get a counter-attack on them, but they're happy to take yardage and just play like old-style footy, which is quite refreshing.
Righto, Bluey. Well, we appreciate you jumping on. Thanks very much for that.
Another one.
Pleasure, boys. Enjoy the afternoon.